وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ.
Translation: And remember when we appointed for Musa, that is Moses, 40 nights, and in his absence you took the calf for worship, and you were Zalimun, that is polytheist and wrongdoers. Then after that, we forgave you so that you might be grateful. And remember when we gave Musa the scripture, the Torah, and the criterion of right and wrong, so that you may be guided right. The next topic is the children of Israel worship the calf. Allah then said, "Remember my favor on you when I forgave you for worshipping the calf." This happened after Musa went to the meeting place with his Lord at the end of that period, which was 40 days. These 40 days were mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, when Allah said, "And we appointed for Musa 30 nights and added to the period 10 more days." Chapter 7, verse 142, Al-Quran. It was said that these days were during the month of Zulqa'dah, plus the first 10 days in Dhul-Hijjah, after the children of Israel were delivered from Fir'aun and they safely crossed the sea. Allah's statement, "And remember when we gave Musa the scripture," means the Torah, and the criterion, that is that which differentiates between truth and falsehood, guidance and deviation, "so that you may be guided aright." After escaping the sea, as another ayah in Surah Al-A'raf clearly stated, "And indeed we gave Musa, after we had destroyed the generations of old, the scripture, the Torah, as an enlightenment for mankind, and a guidance and a mercy, that they might remember or receive admonition." Chapter 28, verse 43, Al-Quran.